OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
To try and get to the bottom of the patriarchy and misogyny scourge against the vulnerable people, including women and children, OFM News spoke to the policy development and advocacy fellow at the Sonke Gender Justice, Letlhakanolo Mokgorwane. He says patriarchy and misogyny are the reasons why men often feel entitled and can result in them thinking that they are in control of women and children.
No one has a right to rape, kill anyone. It's an illegal in terms of the law. It's illegal for anyone to kill someone. The issue is men are patriarchy and misogyny has entitled men and given them the false assumption that they are in control. So most of these instances, what happens in terms of rape and what happens in terms of killing is men asserting their control over women, non-binary people, queer people, as well as children. So more marginalized people in terms of power.
He further says that in instances where women and children are raped, men try to assert their control. And he says in most cases, men use their economic, structural and financial power to have a hold on their victims and continue to rape them.
The historical context is that patriarchal norms, which have become norms in South Africa, which are now used as conduits of patriarchy, so you use culture and stuff like that, or religion even when we talk about people are the head of the household, those people use these things in order to assert power over people who are less powerful to them, either in terms of strength or in terms of gender norms. So in those instances, these people are asserting power in order to get something, and if they don't get something, then they want either take. And taking is either taking someone's body, someone's sexual autonomy, someone's agency, and in most instances, someone's life.
Mokgorwane concluded by saying society has not yet created a conducive environment for rape victims to come forward and express themselves.
There are no social structures in place for women who are in abusive relationships or children who are in abusive relationships. So if they are going to report and are kicked out, where are they going to go? Society has not created these social spaces. Shelters are not always helpful and are not always conducive for certain people. There are people who are complicit in the ring of children, in the ring of women, right? So we know in our various communities sometimes we know that that one uncle we know is a risk, but nobody's going to talk because that uncle has all the money. So power has been one of the reasons why we can't report murders, because we don't have power, whether it be economic power, whether it be physical power, whether it be social power.
For OFM News, this feature was brought to you by Lucky Kuyan.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.